Blog Talk Radio.
What's good with y'all, man? What is up, man? What's cracking, man? Y'all know what it is, your boy, Mr. AKA, and y'all yet again tuning in to one of the best, hottest, great, good shows, and your show, basically, OG Radio, where we play some of the hottest hits from everywhere, not just Chi-Town, but Chi-Town, Atlanta, D.C., wherever you at, man, we represent, we holding down there for y'all, man, and I do have a great show for y'all, man. It is Wednesday, which means it's hump day. So hopefully everybody did what they had to do, get over on top of that hump that you were trying to get over, and do what you got to do, you know what I'm saying, keep grinding, keep doing what you do. So, you know, I got a good show for y'all, man, got a good topic of the night for y'all tonight. I promise y'all I do, man, it's going to be a great show. Basically, man, I'm going to have so much fun tonight, man. Just stay tuned, stay kicking it with me, man, doing what we do. And we got a lot of stuff going on, man. Before I even get started, man, I didn't even know, man, but rest in peace to Don Cornelius, man. Didn't know that happened. I just figured out this morning, man. You know, social networks are the best networks. And let me know that. So definitely, if y'all know who Don Cornelius is. Anyway, the man who gave us one of the best shows that represented us as a people, not only just us doing what we do, but music-wise too, man. He brought a lot of acts, a lot of known names that you know today that went on the show, man, and did what they did. And honestly, man, it's like it's kind of weird that he passed right around Black History Month, man. But I mean, at the same time, you know, a lot of stuff will be talked about and said with this month, and it is the first of the month. So y'all already know what that means. First of the month, y'all already know what's going on with that. And basically, like I said, Don is had one of the best shows running ever. I'm sad that the show went off the air. It just was never the same without him. But, you know, everybody, he gave us something that everybody do still to this day. You know what I'm saying? The Soul Train line will never die, man. You don't care where you go to, wherever you at, man. You could be in the club. I guarantee you, somebody start a Soul Train line, everybody going to get down with it. You know what I'm saying? Don Cornelius started a lot of acts, helped a lot of acts get to the mainstream. Just let people do what, you know what I'm saying, they do, you know what I'm saying, musically. He just let them come into his area, you know, his place, and let them do what they do, man. And like I said, I'm glad for people like him, man, and everybody else, because I'm basically just following his footsteps, man, and doing my radio show. It's not a big TV live broadcast show, but I'm doing my radio show and giving everybody else the same opportunities, man, on my show that Don Cornelius gave on everybody else's show. And dude was a slick dude, man. I mean, I watched a couple of little specials they had on Soul Train. They showed the one where, you know, he got out and got his boogie on, whatever like that. But I said, man, rest in peace to him. We'll be missed by a lot of people, man. You know what I'm saying? He started a lot of careers, helped a lot of careers get out the ground, and just so much support to our people, man, like that. Another rest in peace to Muhammad Ali's trainer, man. He passed away too, man. He basically was one of the best trainers out. If anybody's following boxing, man, y'all already know what type of guy he was. He was in Ali corner for all his greatest fights and everything else like that, man. So if you don't know nothing about boxing, you might want to check that out. Angelo Dundee, he died at the age of 90. And I think Don Cornelius passed away at 70, if I ain't mistaken. And if people don't know who Angelo Dundee was, man, he was Muhammad Ali's trainer for so many years. He trained Sugar Ray Leonard. He trained George Foreman. So he trained some of the greatest boxers and the greatest boxers who ever put on a pair of gloves, Muhammad Ali, the greatest of all time. And people don't know that he was in his corner from the beginning until 76, so he started helping out Sugar Ray Leonard. So basically, man, he really helped Muhammad Ali become Muhammad Ali, man. I just say that, you know, he was in the man corner, man. So, you know, your corner man is like the guy you know what I'm saying, that you listen to. It's like your coach in boxing. And you basically listen to him, and, you know what I'm saying, he give you good advice, or great advice, or he tell you how you need to defeat your opponent. And motivation, man. You know, y'all watch Rocky movies. You should already know how it go down, so. I'm just saying. I mean, there's a dude died at the age of 90. So, wow. Really got some years on it. And basically, that's all I got, man. Y'all know the Super Bowl is coming up, man. Super Bowl is so close. We talking about Sunday Super Bowl. So, you know, where's the Super Bowl parties at? You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm being on deck with something going on, doing something for the people, whatever. Basically, man, I can't wait to see what's up with these Super Bowl commercials. You know, Super Bowl commercials is like there's many things that goes on with the Super Bowl, you got the commercial, you're trying to see what commercial is going to do what. And, you know, everybody going to be excited to see the Super Bowl commercials and all that stuff that's going on there, the performances. I don't really care about the Super Bowl performances, the halftime, pregame stuff. I just care about the game, honestly, because that's what I'm there watching it for. I'm kind of mad that it was so close to me, Chicago, and Indianapolis, and I ain't even trying to go. So, I mean, it is what it is, man. I'm not tripping. Honestly, I'm rooting for the New York Giants. I'll tell y'all why. I just want to because I feel like it. Because I'm not a Patriots fan. That's true. I am not a Patriots fan, so I will be rooting for New York. And so many people will be there. And I mean, a lot of people. So, I mean, hey, it is what it is. And hope everybody, you know, have fun and be safe on this unofficial holiday. But, fellas, we already know this is a holiday for us. Super Bowl Sunday is, like, our holiday. Like, seriously, it is a holiday for us. Wait for this day all year. Soon as football season starts, we think about this day, and it's almost here. So it's like, I'm going to say 3 days, 4 days away, 4 days away from Super Bowl Sunday. Some people call off the next day, or some people call off on Sunday. I don't think I've ever worked on a Super Bowl Sunday. Knock on wood. I've never worked on a Super Bowl Sunday, but I know it's going to be a lot of parties going on and everything else like that. So, ladies, I advise you. You should know it's important for the Super Bowl that you know. All your man wants to do is watch this game. He don't want to be interrupted. After the game, you ask him whatever you want to ask him. But you got to let him watch that game. So me, I'm going to go ahead and get some music, man. Y'all check this music out with my boy John Mercury called Spider-Man Music. All right, man. It's your boy, Mr. A.K.A. OG Radio Network. Man, let's go.
Repo for fucking up the C-note. Your ego will have you off the side of a building. Breeze blown, these are just the rules set forth by heroes. Who am I to get Knievel? You living through a peephole. This is our movie. We got 44 sequels. Long money, sea floors, bad bitches, seashores. Everything we dream for, but hate the fact I seen more. Feeling like Spider-Man, steaming up a dream board. You niggas got Nathaniel. I dream for young fly antidote. Y'all looking like antelope. You can't be king if your man is broke. So stop talking shit and let the brands go. Might get back a grand tour. Digital design, but I only move advanced tools. Black dollars, we black cool. Like can't write.
write a thesis on. These signs saying go ahead and slip these on. You ain't in Kansas no more. Cover your canvas with my man is Mojo. Skip my senior year, I'm landing a pro contract. This round trip, so know that coach flying back. With extra scratch for the squad. Last time I checked, that was my job. And I'd be damned if I ain't a man of my word. Respect is earned. Early bird and get you half of the worm. Let it burn.
I got your hands to the sky.
Oh. for a minute. So still running in, shouty on the corner, fucked up the state of mind I'm in. I mean, she looking real sexy, nice legs and heels. What's the deal? A little conversation off of that we feel. We do the exchange and I'm back to the bread now. Chopping down the blunt while my nigga's shirt air dry. Potholes in the street, or was I just too high? I don't know, hitting the mall, we bout to tear down. Hell yeah, chasing the paper because I can. Competition's mad, comfortable leaves, not by a hand. And niggas is wasted, I'm chilling with my girl Shay. Politicking about the times we spend up in the basement. This is the life, love, laugh, love, happiness. Celebrating every day, all a nigga know is win. I'm throwing dollars, so it's love to my stripper friend. Style told me killer just win, nigga win. On the block, getting money to survive, getting high, I can get it if I try, nigga.
This is the life.
I'ma make you do a dime from the shop, so I can't lie, plus I'm fly, I can't lie.
Y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK, man. Definitely doing what I do. I want to send a shout out to my sister, Ms. Nia, at home, chilling. Had another surgery. Feel better. I definitely hit you up later. Probably tomorrow. You know, I don't want to bother nobody while you sleep. But, you know what I'm saying? I just want y'all to send, you know what I'm saying, prayers out to her and everybody else. Praying for her right now, man. Like I said, you already know what it is. Keep people like that in our prayers, man. Always, man, doing big things. Ain't never about me, but like I said, see what you're doing, and you know we just want you to know we praying for you and keep fighting. Now, anybody else that's going through a lot of my friends, you know, family members, everything else is going through stuff, man. Just keep these people in your prayers and everything like that. And just to let y'all know what I'm tripping on today is. Now, my thing is this, I know a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, people that work, you know, got jobs, everybody work, whatever like that. My thing is, could you work with your significant other? You know what I'm saying, guys, could you work at the workplace with your girl? Ladies, would you be able to work at a workplace with your guy? Now, I'm just saying this because I don't think that is a good thing to do. Spouses to work together. I mean, I know everybody watches Love and Hip Hop and Basketball Wise and think, yeah, no, because they don't really be around each other all day and all that other stuff. And so like that don't count. Anything else that go on, whatever like that, because that's not really. I'm talking about regular 9-to-5, you working at Walmart, Target, somewhere, you know, a warehouse, something where it's hard work, you ain't just, you know, conversating and kicking the bubbles or whatever like that. You're talking about real work. So my thing is, could you work in a workplace with your significant other? Now, some people say, yeah, they could do it. Some people say, no. Like, honestly, I don't think so. Because that is just along the lines of dating someone that you work with. It's like you meet somebody at work, y'all chilling, y'all get cool, and y'all start dating. You want to know why it's not a good reason to work with somebody that you're dating or talking to or married to? Because your problems at home spill out at work. Why? Because you have to see that other person. When you don't work with somebody, that you're dating or you're involved with, when you go and leave and go to work and you got your issues, you don't really care about them issues. You at work. You're like, okay, let me concentrate on work and do what I do. Or, you know, you talk it out with a couple of guys you're cool with at work. You don't have to worry about looking at that other person or, you know what I'm saying, somebody looking at that other person, you're like, all right, man, you know it's my girl. I'm looking at my girl at work. Or the lady be like, wait a minute, you all of my man face and all that other old man. But some people like, well, if you really, no, it's not even about if you really, you care about somebody and you know, would go down and all the other stuff. I mean, no, because that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is there's no way in the world you could work with somebody you're dating. Now, some people say yes, some people say no. All I'm saying is that I don't think so. You cannot work with somebody that you're dating because it will be a conflict. I don't care what you say, it's going to be a conflict. Y'all gonna have a misunderstanding, and it's gonna spill over at work, and it's not gonna be a good idea. Because trust me, I've seen too many people work with somebody that they was dating, and they broke up, and things didn't work out. And now it's getting a case where one person got fired, and another case where somebody car got messed up. Let's just say, got some sugar, vinegar, and somebody tanked. You know, it's, you know, people that got demoted at work because of it. People that got suspended. So it's like, man, it's not a good look. That's all I'm saying. I don't think it's a good idea for people to work and date. So basically, don't make this matter together. I mean, some people can make it work, some people can't. I mean, so all I'm saying is, you think you can work with somebody, you can't. Now, you know, Now, hey, I just put it in this perspective. Yeah, everybody saw the movie Boomerang. That's what somebody worked with. Ain't a good thing. You know what I'm saying? Look what happened to my man, Marcus, on Boomerang, man. Prime example, fella. Well, you don't mess somebody you work with. You get in too deep, and then, you know, cold turkey. And y'all saw the movie, fellas. Y'all know what it is. Now, things don't do... I don't see nothing good coming out of that. That's all I'm saying. Work with somebody you know, and you're dating. And then, you know, I mean, you see that person all day. You go to work, even if y'all don't work the same time. It still could be the point where she could be getting out of work and you could be coming to work. Or you may get that she still got 2 hours on the clock. It's like you got to see that person. Then, let's just say if y'all live together, then y'all live together, then y'all go home. Or even if y'all don't live together, let's say 1 or 2 nights, she come over and kick it or he come over and kick it. Now, just say y'all work Monday through Friday. You work morning shift, she work night shift. So y'all still kind of get home at, you know, y'all still see each other when y'all get home a little bit, all that stuff. Wake up, do it all over again. I think that's a little bit too much of time together. That's just my opinion. I feel that's just a little bit too much, but some people can handle it. I don't think a lot of people can. My thing is, I don't see that working out. Now, you know, it's a lot of people that just try to make it work. It's like long-distance relationships. They don't work neither. I don't care what you say, what you do. Ladies, y'all can get mad at me all y'all want to. Fellas, you can get mad too. But I just don't feel that long-distance relationships don't work. Really doesn't. Y'all can trip out if y'all want to. I'm just being honest. Just saying. You think a long-distance relationship going to work? I think not. Now, you tell me something different. And you tell me one way a long-distance relationship work. Besides somebody going away to the army. But then you still got to think about that. You know what I'm saying? That's just something I'm just telling y'all to think about. You dig? But, I mean, hey. Some people try to make long-distance relationship work. I think it might be able to work. I don't think so. Now, another thing I'm tripping on. That a lot of people ain't going to feel me. A lot of time might. Okay, look. It's getting close, very close. Well, it's Black History Month, right? And my thing is, no disrespect to everything that went on. I'm loving the fact that I'm a black man in the U.S. and all that other good stuff. But only thing I get mad at is everybody tries to, you know, do all this stuff on Black History Month and remember and all that. That's cool. And, you know, everybody want to take time out and do something, say something. I feel like us as black people should not wait until February to start getting our African-American history, know your history, know your black history. Why don't, you know what I'm saying? Why don't you try to educate yourself on the daily or at least every once in a while on the month that ain't in February and, you know, try to teach kids and stuff like that. It's like, I mean, yeah, in school, you know, they get the little small little Martin Luther King, Frederick Douglass, Rosa Parks, and that's it. But it's a lot of, or George Washington Carver, some other people. But it's a lot of them that don't get mentioned, and we want to know how this, that, and the third happened. I feel like you should try to, if you got kids, whatever, like that, you should educate yourself. Then educate somebody else on black history and the things that, you know, that's important, that's used today, that a lot of people don't know that certain black people are in it. Now, throughout this month, I will be researching this because I ain't gonna lie, like, I know everything. But I'm gonna try to get my little cousins because I know they are, you know, in school and doing all that. All I wanna do is get them. Probably not to call in because, you know, it'll be a little bit too late. But at least give me something, like, in writing to let me know somebody who invented something. So I'm going to get my little cousins to do some work. And y'all on Twitter, Facebook, man, put something up encouraging or something to let you know that, you know, about something that you learned on Black History Month or whatever like that. Just so when a kid asks you, your niece, your uncle, your niece, your nephew, your son, your daughter, you got some type of information about it. And I mean, a lot of people got these smartphones, iPads, and all this. You can Google this stuff so you can get these kids right the information right to their face. That's all I'm saying. And I feel like Black people, yeah, we should be educating ourselves and the kids around us on Black history about some of the stuff that we take for granted every day, or some of the stuff that went down that they don't know, or stuff that people invented, you know what I'm saying, from Black people. So those are 2 points I'm trying to give you out of my 2 topics for tonight. And hopefully, you know, these 2 topics people really take heed and talk about and all this other stuff and really take hold to what I'm saying is don't wait until February Black History Month to try to be pro Black History Month and, you know, all into it and like you know everything, who invented what. My thing is, hey, start like a month before or something like that. So that's all I'm saying, man. That is all I'm saying. Just try to get y'all more educated about it. And y'all already know what it is and what's going on, you know what I'm saying? So when Black History Month roll around and somebody knows exactly what you're talking about. Yeah? Gotta keep y'all updated on these things, right? Have to. Because if not, who gonna do it? That's all I'm saying. Alright, so y'all take on that. I'm gonna go holler at my little cousin them tomorrow. I'll try to get something out of them before Friday get here. So, definitely that's what it is. Get back to the music, man. It's your boy, Mr. AK. I'm gonna play this song by Miss Furious. Featuring Miss Lou, called Electrify. Y'all check it out.
In the E, we came to party. Street lights entice the lights of people who ride the rhythm. Red claps, perhaps you should step in. Strap, relax for the ride of your life on the night. Take flight, let loose 100 loops for you to get into. The cooling you, it's moving you, proving to be a melody eternally heard on every curb. Burger great beats, body heat, keep rocking out. Had you mad, you didn't intercept. Kept it humble, should have stumbled on the floor, played it through. We said, dupe, froze, let it go. Flowed in and out in the house where people shout. It's all about one beat, one retreat. Keep it stride, no cloud nine. A good time to climax. We clapping unison, tuning in the same bat channel with the Apple ammo. Let it go, let it flow. Let the sounds ground the sorrow. Tomorrow be better, never lose a smooth. Choose the good vibe, survive a new day. Strobe lights intense, commence to break it down. Found your groove, move to your beat. Your feet, do the talking moonwalk like MJ in his heyday. Smooth criminal, kill subliminal down.
Party, 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 hey. Electric from my body. Hello.
What's up, baby?
What's up, girl?
My pussy wet.
Straight up. What you gonna do about that?
I'm about to ask you.
Grind like Kale say. Fuck the number four, let's jump right into my 12 play. I want you locked in this room with me like we cellmate. In the middle of the night, I'ma make you holler like jail bait. I'm about to tear that pussy up, you sure that you ready? Cause last time it wasn't nothing you could do with Big Daddy. I'm in it all night, stay in it all day. And when I'm done, it's gonna be hard for you to walk straight. She got on top of me and rolled me like a roller coaster. Hands on my chest, it's me, she coming all over. Look me in my eyes, you're dealing with a fucking soldier. Turned over, now I got her legs pressed up against my shoulder.
Already said. I could see the way she rubbing on her body and the noise she was making, she was already wet. Cause it don't stop, let the boat rock, hit the stove top, cause I think she said. Put the ass in the skillet, flip it over on both sides, ooh, I think she ready. For me to start sucking on them titties and licking below the navel, cause I think she worth it. Put my face up in the pussy and start licking the tongue, fucking her like the way I spit these verses. Until she start animating and shaking, and then I come up out of it and be off in the womb. Till it go boom, I come up out of it and tickle the pearl until she eat across the room. They got back up in it to give us some more when I started to fucking until she was fucking. I'm so full of energy, I got the remedy. Stroke to infinity, hit it so it'll be satisfactory and plus a memory. So when she reminiscing what I did to her when I had them legs shaking, I'ma be bumping mellow the gutter man in the suite on the edge of that bed waiting.
Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready. So bring that shit to daddy. Bring that shit to daddy. Bring that shit to daddy.
Show her what mellow about. I get the stick and then switch positions through the whole house. So meet me in the kitchen and I'll be your cook. I'll whip it from scratch, I don't even need the book. Treat you like Thanksgiving, won't be on them muffins long. And I ain't done eating that turkey until the stuffing gone. And when she done with the chicken, she like to suck the bone. It's getting hot in here, somebody left the oven on. Like we started a damn fire. Say I ain't the best, use a damn lie. Let's play this game where the winner gotta make you come first, so I can get you and lick you until my tongue hurts.
Ooh, I think she ready. Ooh, I think she ready. So bring that shit to daddy. Bring that shit to daddy. Bring that shit to daddy.
You know what I'm saying? And it's up to the world. You know, America eats babies. No matter what y'all think about me, I'm still your child. You know what I'm saying? You can't just turn me off like that.
How to be an MC. MC.
OGCJM. Mike Wilmer.
Maintain be the label, boy.
been what? Cam never left. Cam never left. That's all these bitches screaming that Cam never left. He just played the backfield, always stayed to the left. Now the niggas caught a break, now he out at the ref. Signed with Maintain, now his goals he achieving. All eyes on me, that red carpet treatment. Screaming, Cam never left. Cam never left. That's all these bitches screaming that Cam never left. Hey, money make the world go round. So how can you ever get mad if money make these girls get down? That's a compilation, no problem compensating. As long as it's penetration without having conversation. Best bag, good sale. Learn more, do tell. Nah, made niggas don't make statements, we make bail. If Tupac back, then Larry Hoover is out of jail. It's sorta in the shack, cause Angelo never got killed. My shit's in chill, like shit in front of a windmill. My niggas say they hurting, so I tell them to keep still. But niggas like playing through the pain. React off the chain, lose their whole life instead of sitting through a sprain. I sat through some stitches, okay. Now I'm sitting on sixes. I prefer to ride low, too flat, might float, so I'm high for the coast. Shorty rap, just a blow. Nah, shorty don't smoke, seem like it, cause she choked. They screaming, Jay never left, Jay never left. That's what these bitches screaming at, Jay never left. OGCJM the squad, Maintain be the label. Started off with a dream, now it's a deal on the table. They screaming, Jay never left, Jay never left. That's what these bitches screaming at, Jay never left. Two Glocks on me, better believe that I'm toting. Brought two switches sweet, better believe that I'm smoking. Two Glocks, too hot. Tupac, Big Cam, and Jay Carter, and you not. Tupac made a nigga two knots, and Maintain booking shows for a nigga two rocks. Cops watch with ignorance like minorities can't afford this shit. Lil Buddy a buster, but she acting like she more and shit. You know, she not a hoe, but she ain't celibate. Definitely not the devil, but the bitch ain't heaven sent. What I say to a bitch, that's gon' stay with a bitch. Why you think a nigga like me stay with a bitch? Made her kiss like he French, cause she seated on bed. Off the seat from the gym, rolling up them switch sweet, cause I'ma blow like the wind. Everything to this bitch, but she nothing to him. Now she hit me on Facebook, she wanna be friends. Only poked the bitch once and never hit her again. Jay never left.
Ass on swole, but you gon' have to shake it. My niggas don't told me he was glad I could make it. Opened up a bedroom door and before me was six bad hoes performing the orgy.
Going
to my house party.
Jumping, 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 jumping,
jumping.
We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the vibe,
jumping.
The radio,
jumping.
They won't stop,
jumping.
Going up and down,
jumping.
Cause this shit high,
jumping.
Y'all don't
jumping, 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 jumping,
jumping. We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the vibe,
jumping.
The radio,
jumping.
They won't stop,
jumping.
Going up and down,
jumping.
Cause this shit high, y'all don't
jumping, jumping.
Jumping,
yo,
jumping,
jumping.
Got him jumping,
trampoline.
I'm so official, bitches. You know that be my team.
She got him jumping in,
double dutch. I call them sweet juices, so we can send it up. These the hottest chicks, that's why they all so do. We got them crazy jumping, no parachute. I'm so good. When I'm on the mic, I'm a bang setter. Put a little hat in my cup for a little bit of rim because I like that dog.
Up like steroids, bubble like some damn beans and make it hit like asteroids. I was born a blaze of fame, now tell it to your tabloids. 2 years of rap fame for 8, 12, and 16. 31 flavors, just a sweet like some ice cream. Drip a juicy takeover, swap and drop no hangover. Put me anywhere, watch me take it to the bank owner. Jumping is my middle name, rock and roll, no hall of fame. Welcome to the house of pain, where these bitches can't be tamed. Yeah, I'm the best at it, smoke you like a crack addict. Every time I touch your face, they jump like some jackrabbits.
We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the vibe, the radio,
jumping.
They won't stop, going up and down,
jumping.
Cause this shit high, got
them jumping, jumping,
jumping,
jumping,
jumping. We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the vibe,
jumping.
The radio,
jumping.
They won't stop,
jumping.
Going up and down.
Little ducky on these bitches, that's my money band. Carry so much bass, you would have thought I had a marching band. I don't need no referees, I don't need no mascots. I came to get it popping, keep it jumping. This is my block. Yeah, this that bang music, make them go insane music. They get me on the radio, now they niggas ain't do it. She gon' get it done, go get her, go get it too.
I kill it when the beat drops. Get it, got the streets locked. I got them jumping up and down like they fucking feet hot. Juices on the track with gold, flow cold, Eskimo. X bless me with the track, now get up about to blow.
We got the hood,
we got the vibe, the radio, they won't stop. Going up and down, cause this shit high, got them
jumping, jumping, jumping,
jumping. We got the hood,
jumping.
We got the vibe, the radio,
jumping.
They won't stop,
jumping.
Going up and down,
jumping.
Cause this shit high,
jumping,
got them
jumping, 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 jumping.
I want with you for miles. It's true.
that my love was directed, showing me all of you. I see my reflection, letting me be free, giving all of me. Can't believe that this is true. Gotta thank for you. Gotta tell my mama that true love that came true. I don't care what nobody says about you, because it's true. It's true.
Sleep, high ass dancing, niggas shooting at the feet, yeah.
Now what's that?
make a brick look good. Spend a couple hundred just to make my chick look good. You look hood, but homie, I'm the real deal. Keep a couple bangers, my shit straight about to steal meal. Pop a pill, blow the kill, whatever you like. You already know we can go wherever you like. See, I'm the type to stand, I don't know how to fold. It's handling and we standing on a pot of gold. I'm not a cold-hearted killer, I'm a hothead that'll pop lead and leave your whole block scared. So prepared for the end, you know God wrote it. Get cash, live, love, laugh, you know how I quote it. I'm not the boldest, but never been the weakest one. Turn it up, grease, let it burn enough to see for fun.
Now one time, two time,
for the hood, cause your boy's misinformed, I'ma get it understood, nigga.
Now three time, four time,
for the block, all my niggas keep it killing, you a dealer, don't stop, nigga.
Now five time, six time,
for the fam, I don't play about them, what you say about me,
going ham, nigga.
Now seven times, eight time,
for the clip,
nine times, ten time,
ham, niggas be the shit.
Like a shadow born in a dog, they never see me coming behind them, hear my voice, and they start running, fap on them for stunning. No traps on me, I'm bull running, I'm D-Rose, you lose for gunning. We see, but never shut in, we shut them down, we're trying to dance with the pros. Competitors, the counter squad that had a leading, they blows. We call that bleeding, you know, came through the heat and they froze. 7 months, day and hour, show you how to succeed with them hoes. Energy is fed to me by electrode. Hood battle, rope, umali, ali, S-A-U, will see who is better, Joe. Area flow, compatible to whatever track. Toss that for ceremonial master, inhumane disaster. This fool of master, damn it. Here's why I'm the landlord, put MCs in the penthouse overlooking the planet. We fishermen, use a spider line, the rhythm man, and watch them flop on deck, you been caught by Helen Hess.
Out, feeling broke, nigga, I don't know, that ain't what it's about.
Hey, what it
when we hit the mall,
Nigga, what else? I done fucked a nigga broad, showed her how to ball, and he ain't learned at all. nigga, whatever.
So it's fucking when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Then I can't grasp it, no. Ain't no need for the Shelly. She ready in the car. It's my third date with her and already a menage. As I stick shift the clutch, let her hear that motor open. I'm laughing, that's the same bitch Sam and Kevo motorboated. I feel for the nigga that'll put a ring on her. She a super stupid, suck it, fuck it, clean head hunter. And that's where we differ. I don't like to give her more than what she asking for. Remy and the good service. Hit me when she with Mitty, depending on her prefer. Cause when she with Brock, you know his part is just a little herb. Steve a bottle popper, into the night it's just a get served. Rock will probably pop after that Howard, then it's the curve. That's what she deserves. We call her the mixer. She calls him the mister. He calls her the miss in. See, I notice the difference. He give her the kiss in. I give her the diss in. But I won't give her no kiss.
I'm a sucker on the block. Pack that on all. So play me never so. Nigga, whatever. I was out here on the grind. Money on my mind. Why niggas wasted time? Nigga, whatever. I done fucked a nigga broad. Showed her how to ball. And he ain't learned at all. Nigga, whatever. So it's fucking when I see him. Deuces to the BM. Send my team grasping on.
Riding like a cutlass, chilling with the Zeba. That's your bitch, I done must have caught amnesia. Cause right about now, she don't really think she needs ya. Shaking like a seizure, playing with a cookie like a Keebler. Want me slow down, asthmatic, need a breather. Believer, told her cut it out like a cleaver. Lumberjack man, got the wood for your beaver. Deeper, deeper, what she say, deeper. Has a nurse in charge, try to file her off the seizures. Jesus. Dome like a Caesar. Why she got swiped like a visa? We high like a fever. Off that cannabis sativa. Reefer. Body out this world. Shawty banging like a speaker. We can stay home, girl. Make a full feature. It is what you like. We can stay for the night. Come on. Cause you whip it. Pussy drive this car. I ain't scared to admit it. Is it me? No, it must be you and me. And what you do to me that makes me do for you profusely. Truth be told, you be doing what these groupies do, which is cool, but surprising. You do what groupies don't, which is exercising my mind to stimulate in conversation each and every time. No exaggerating, make up your mind. Or should we play it by ear? Hop in the spaceship and fly. Pull a clock out my wallet and spend time. Since time is money, then hop up on the pole, baby. And shake with your mama then. Hey, you know I'm crazy. Saying anything to make your lips bend. But listen, I'm all in. Hit my chips in. But how the cards play out, like how the stars lay out. It's all meant. Need I mention it's up to you.
Villains don't affiliate with X-Men. Just know, if my homie don't get married round here today, baby girl, I'm still the best man. And your presence is a blessing. And I love your brown skin complexion. And I love how you looking at me with them gorgeous eyes when I got your attention. And you got mine. We be in it so deep, I run stop signs. Driving like I do not drive. But it don't matter cause I'm trying to stop time and keep what we got prime. We can sleep when you down the ride. That's why I keep you by my side cause you down for mine. And you know I'm down for yours even if you ain't have a cause. Still give you what you want like Santa Claus.
in my car, let's ride out. Party it up until it's light out. We can pop so many bottles, or we can just stay home, it's up to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Velvet Rose. Let's do it. I got my hustle up. Now I'm in the Escalade. Chickens roll their eyes as I'm putting on my stunner shade. That's your kryptonite as I'm blocking out your sunray. I give you some advice. Put those you get from hater rate. Talking to the doctor, Velvet made you choke up. Talking out your neck, bruh. What the fuck you say, huh? Hit you with some death shit. 10 feet under restless. Velvet wrote the bestest, aka the finish. Stick in and hit the real bitch. Inglewood on a nap, run him out, knock him out. Feeling straight, goon, even when I left this out. Cause I'm mad at where you go, we'll still running my cross. They draw a loop with the left, left, right. Blinking so stupid, so quick, man, you miss it. Burning ass bitches, I thought you knew. Don't fuck with that rule, just Velvet Rose. Oh, let's do it.
Okay. Let's do it then. Fuck it. Yep. To my Inglewood niggas.
Yep.
See, let me try to talk.
What up?
These niggas hate on Breeze.
Damn.
But I don't really give a fuck. Chiefin' on McGreen in this blunt is really suck. Smoking all the fuck I want. Drinking all the fuck I want. If that chick will suck my dick, and I ain't gonna fuck it. Yeah, I am so bold up. I guess how you so what? I'ma dump so more blunts and go and sip for most up. 50 Breeze and Velvet Rose. H-I-double-L never hold. I slap bitches and she never goes. If you niggas won't show, talk about them up like general. You'll find me on pop stuff. Put that loud cush in the air. Dicky Boots brown like a bell. Dip it on goose, flavor bell. Hoes on my dock and dirty bitch itself. Fucking your bitch on the wall of chair. Hit it to the back in the pool of hell. My bitch fine and your bitch sucking. When I bust, I bet you duckin'. Got a chick for the whole scene. And I bet that bitch don't be fucking. Like the football team, these beats, I be fucking
trucking.
You say let's do it, then I say motherfucker, it is nothing. Now let's do it.
Inglewood, nigga. That be right,
Green.
This night, they love crazy, you know.
Velvet Rose.
Got a mean wrist game. Hit these bars on Dowsy, man.
Every verse of yoga flames, Maranaki green with the same faces of poker games. But I'm on top, so I don't care who the next is. As long as B trade getting stacks like Tetris, I'ma keep on stacking till our papers overflowing till I see that real life. I'ma keep on going. I'm B-T-R-E-Y. I'm calling out these haters, no need to reply. Cause if they would reply, it would be nothing but lies. It's 2010, Boney B, I'm cutting ties. Man, I'm cutting lines cause a nigga tired of standing here. I see you haters at the top. That's if you can manage there. That's if you can manage fair to even catch a bus. I see you haters at the top. Survival is a must, a must. I go hard like J.I. Smith. And my words are unreal like a urban myth. But I am legend, the last of my kind. I sit back with a fine dime, writing rhymes for passing time. Listen to Jay Lanz or the girl Celeste. And if you bumping AKA, then you listen to the best. Bumping J-O-V beats in the background. B-Trey, S-O-S, Bunny B, back now.
B-Trey.
That's the name you scream and shout while I'm standing backstage and I ain't even come out. But the reason why you screaming, cause they know what I'm about. Cause I sit on every track, can't no squeezing it out. And when they squeak about the best, my name come at their mouth. But haters on the block getting reason to doubt. But before they get to believing in the reason come out, I show them I'm the best without a reasonable doubt. But lately, it's been kinda hard to hate me. I spit fire, I'm in the studio daily. Tony B, SOS, I'm crazy. Don't hate me, AKA the one made me. B-Trey. Had to do it. You know I had to.
Joke. How the fuck you got pussy, bitch, and you broke?
better. How's that hurt? Yeah. Yeah. I think. See you, Mom. Better. Yeah, better.
Thank you.